People are more conscious about manipulating their environment that they fail to see the beauty of simple things. They think that by changing things, they will be more superior or special. They are more absorbed with man-made phenomena. People need to understand that man is made to live inside the natural world and not to transform it. Gangs are a violent reality that people have to deal with in today's cities. What has made these groups come about? Why do kids feel that being in a gang is both an acceptable and prestigious way to live? The long-range answer to these questions can only be speculated upon, but in the short term, the answers are much easier to find. On the surface, gangs are a direct result of human beings' personal wants and peer pressure. Another early and continuing influence in hip-hop culture is the competitive oral competition called Playing the Dozens, which combines humorous insults and oral skills in a battle to shock and ultimately silence one's opponent. A famous practitioner of this oratorical contest was Muhammad Ali, who used short rhymes to belittle his opponents and stupefy pundits. 20 years ago, according to the press, Harlem was a crime-ridden ghetto full of hoodlums and drugs. For non-residents, it was unheard of to venture uptown. Tourist maps of New York City ended at 96th Street. Though recognized internationally as the Black Mecca, the historic neighborhood was overlooked for decades. Longtime residents weathered the storm despite the lack of city services and building landlord abandonment. Bank practices of redlining in the 1980s prevented many residents from purchasing turn-of-the-century brownstones within their own blocks.